2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell on a quite eventful day here at the station. Obviously, Scott, as the home of the Utah Jazz, lots of Utah Jazz talk. I think at the end, after we've talked about all the things that we have, of all the things that we've kind of jammed on today, all the people we've chatted with, I can't help but get pretty excited about something new. You know what I mean? And for the Jazz, there is something depressing about, hey, this guy has a contract here and he doesn't want to be here. And for as much as we gave Quinn Snyder the thumbs up and family's important and it's going to be nice to spend time with your daughter, there's a part of you that goes, yeah, but we feel rejected a little bit, right? Fan groups get offended.
Who feels rejected?
I think Jazz fans.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, I think when Quinn Snyder walked away, I think they did.
I don't think so.
And I think
I think Quinn Snyder was asked to walk away nicely. I really do. I look, Ryan Smith has a plan. He's very clear about this. And what's awesome about what's going on here? It's fresh blood. It's new blood. It's Ryan Smith's stamp, and he's a guy that's made his own way, and he's very very confident in his abilities to be successful. And
right.
He goes, I'm not the Miller family. I'm Ryan Smith family, and I'm going to do it my way. And I think he's putting his stamp. He's getting his people. He's getting young, fresh, new ideas into the Utah Jazz.
So of all the news, of course. The possibility of a new head coach this week before things start up on the 30th. That's the other part too, where you know when you had a massive assignment, or maybe the end of the year finals, and you had it for a couple of classes, and you were like, I have these massive things that I have to get in, and I don't have enough time. But when you get one out of the way, you go, whew, okay, now I can focus on this thing over here. And for the Jazz, it's that roster rebuild, it's whatever that's going to look like now, and now you just have to focus on players. We listened to the Woj audio before. We'll get to our NFL roundup, I promise. But, I mean, it was just, you have all these things happening in the NFL, but of course, you know, the Jazz had this thing happen, and I was like, we have to talk a little bit about the Deshaun Watson situation, so I want to make sure and get to it today. But it's just amazing to have kind of David Fizdale coming in as a front office guy, assistant GM, kind of be under the tutelage of Justin Zanuck and Danny Ainge and say, hey, what are we going to do? So they've forced a guy in who's going to be able to say, this is our vision. We need it to be your vision, too, and this is the direction we're going to be going. So I think it's a good two-for-one today for the Jazz to get an associate GM in David Fizdale and a head coach in Will Hardy. Again, there's that part that goes, great. Now, let's get to the part of the players, which is the thing that everybody gets excited about, or at least worried about.
It's going to be the same thing, though,
which is
they're going to look to evaluate who's there, who fits, who doesn't fit, and they're going to infuse this roster with people that I think fit more of what their maybe culture they're trying to build here with the Jazz. And so I think these front office, these coaching hires, all these things that are happening are just a signal and kind of a precursor to where this roster will ultimately end up.
Do you think that
I don't think it's a hodgepodge. I think there's a strategy behind all of this. I think the Jazz said, we don't really like anything in the draft. So we're not going to we got plenty of time to get the coach here. I think if they felt like they had someone in the draft, maybe the coach would be a different thing. And so now they have the coach because they know they got to have that before they go into free agency. And now they can say, okay, whatever's out there, whatever trade moves, whatever we have, we know we have our coach and the philosophy and the direction we're going. And now we can either make the moves or make the trades or try to entice someone to come here based on how we're going to build this thing this year.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
In an NBA or an NFL or an NHL, you know, high-level professional sports world interview, what is it that a head coach can say in an interview where people go, no, this guy, he blew us away in these interviews, which is what they've said about Will Hardy when it comes here to the Jazz. Man, he blew us away in these interviews. We've just loved it from day one. It almost sounded like he was a candidate that we were told, hey, this is a really, really sharp guy, Danny Ainge, although he didn't make that hire for Boston there, of Will Hardy coming over there as part of this coaching staff. He definitely knew who he was. He definitely knows who he was. And so I wonder kind of if there were preconceived notions of, oh, we like this guy already, or if it was just like he came in and he blew the other candidates out of the water, I guess, because of what kind of answers they gave him. He said all the right stuff, which is what, Scott? What's all the right stuff that a new, fresh coach can come in and say to a group?
It's not the right stuff. I think it's that there's an authenticity to people. You know, there's just certain people that carry this aura about themselves. They're, whether it's a confidence, a conviction, an understanding, and I think players respond to someone who's real, and someone who knows who they are. And so, whatever you say, it I don't think it matters. It's how it's perceived and how it's felt. And they go, yeah, because something, you know, whatever it was, whether it was a level of maturity or really understanding the process of.
I hate the term basketball IQ. I keep having to hear that.
No, I don't think it's a basketball IQ.
Basketball IQ.
I think it's more of a vision IQ of like, you know, when you hear clips, you hear this guy that's like, I'm interested in a championship culture. And I think that's the thing you want to hear if you're a guy like Danny Ainge or Ryan Smith. It's like, how are you going to create a culture here to win a championship or championships? And I'll bet that's the thing that stood out the most.
Scott, our NFL roundup, as the voice introduces us, we keep going back to the Jazz hire and Will Hardy.
Well, you keep going back, and I'm just responding. I'm waiting for the NFL roundup.
NFL roundup brought to you by Jerry Seiner Cadillac. Turn heads today in your new or used Cadillac from Jerry Seiner Cadillac. Scott, Deshaun Watson, that situation now, the fallout is hit hard, and it looks like it's exactly what the Browns probably were anticipating would be the worst news, which is as they heard, everybody heard, were able to hear a circuit judge out east, is able to hear the NFL's argument, Deshaun Watson's lawyer's argument, the Players Association argument on behalf also of Deshaun Watson. So you have all these moving pieces. But I think in the end, the NFL said, we have to do something. There has to be something done. When you have 24 people or 20 of the 24 who have settled in these allegations of misconduct by Deshaun Watson, I think the team shouldn't be shocked. But Deshaun Watson, it looks like, is going to be out indefinitely. I think that's what they're going to call the suspension. So they don't even talk to you for a year. You're not even in the NFL for a year.
Yeah, indefinitely is a scary word.
It's not good. So
because it's really close to like permanently.
It's very close.
It's the Lee part.
They want it's the leave
permanently,
part.
Permanently or definitely.
Indefinitely.
Yeah.
So there's just no time frame on it. I think that the thing that they look at is they go, they were making arguments about, well, Deshaun Watson, what they do is comparisons. What have other people been suspended before?
Yeah.
And they even brought in the owners. Like, hey, your ownership, Robert Kraft,
right,
busted in a sting with some ladies.
Yeah, but Kraft did it in style.
With the Bentley.
He went in a different Bentley every time.
My gosh.
See, I think.
But they bring up, like, hey, you kind of slapped him on the wrist.
Yeah.
You kind of slapped Daniel Snyder. You guys aren't doing jack about this dude, and you're going to suspend Deshaun Watson for at least a year. It's a pretty wild thing the NFL has gotten themselves
into, but there were so many. You know, I think that
60 something women allegedly that came forward, or at least that were a part of the
allegedly, but there were a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they all got together or someone kind of, who knows, don't care. But just the appearance of that, it just doesn't look good. None of it looks good. It looks really bad.
And that's why the NFL says,
yeah,
our image is the shield is everything. So if the image is going to hurt us, if the image of this and your actions outweigh what you're giving us back, which is, I mean, this guy will have been out of football for more than 2 years at that point.
And on top of that, he's rewarded with a $230 million guaranteed contract.
Freaking insane.
The optics of that just look really bad. It just looks super bad.
That being said, the NFL will recover. That's the insane part, is the money will still keep rolling in. Deshaun Watson are not in the league. And you know what? The money's going to keep rolling in for him, too.
The dumb part is the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, my heavens. They have money on the books for Deshaun Watson, who won't play this year. Baker Mayfield, up to $20 million on the hook for him. And he might not freaking play this year either. They're looking at $60 million they threw at two guys who aren't even going to play this
year. Well, I think Baker is still an option.
Yeah, I know you love it.
I know you don't think so.
I
want it to happen just for what I spelled out the other day, and that's that he plays really
you
well.
You just want that.
They win multiple playoff games, and now what do you do?
You know I love.
What
you know I love
do
me some
do
drama.
Now?
You know I love a soap opera.
Yeah.
I'm praying for it. I just don't think they'll do it.
They'd still get rid of Baker Mayfield.
I know.
They have to.
Man.
They can't give $230 million to Deshaun Watson.
We'll come back. I've got a little chunk of audio to play for you from Will Hardy, something that in a context that I hadn't heard him yet today, because you just don't hear much from these lead assistants. Even if they are the, you know, a number one assistant, you just don't see these guys talking to the media that often. So we'll jump in there. More to go right here. Unrivaled continues, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.